Jefferson, thank you for your fight in the House and for your continued focus on access to health care. And I also want to thank Paul and Harborview and Dr. Suk for allowing us to be here today. And obviously Julie and Eunice for their incredible stories, because this is not just a day they've been an advocate pouring out their heart and soul about the need for access to health care. They have been doing it in many, many events, and we appreciate it. I'd also like to recognize that behind us are the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation members, the MS Society, Multiple Sclerosis Society, members, as Eunice said, of the American Cancer Society, the National Association Alliance for Mental Health, NAMI, in Washington. These are the faces of Washingtonians who will be impacted if the healthcare law is struck down in a court case that is now going to be heard starting next week. The moment is here for all of us to stand up and advocate for healthcare and to make sure that this law is not struck down and that the United States Congress is allowed to continue to fight for great access to healthcare policy. We're here at Harborview because it is our region's most vulnerable healthcare asset if this law is struck down. Harborview is the bedrock of our region. It offers resources and services that no other part of our region has. They are the only level one trauma facility in this five-state region. Their burn care and intensive care aspects of the facility are unmatched. And for the region, in dealing with the indigent population, they are the safety net for all of us. So next week, as oral arguments start in this case, we want to make sure that we are doing all that we can to articulate and to get the Senate to act to defend the Affordable Care Act so that we can show the great economic impact to our region if the health care law is not continued. We know that the Affordable Care Act covers us for roughly 600,000 Washingtonians from the Medicaid expansion. We know personal bankruptcies have dropped significantly, and our state's uninsured rate has dropped significantly, and our healthcare patients who can't pay for healthcare in the context of already adding to our bills and uncompensated care, the fact that they've gotten coverage is helping us lower those costs. So the Medicaid expansion has helped every single corner of the state of Washington. And that is why it is so important to fight for the Affordable Care Act. And Harborview has and will continue to be this bedrock if we uphold the Affordable Care Act. But as the director was saying, as Paul was mentioning, that if it's not continued, the hole in the Harborview budget will be impacting all of us within the region. 3 million Washingtonians with pre-existing conditions could be denied coverage or discriminated against, even if they get their health care from a major employer. Eunice didn't bring that up today, but she's done a pretty good job of talking about this in the past. And that is that, yes, even if you have employer and sponsored health insurance, if we strike this law down, insurers could go back, as in her case, and discriminate against you, refusing to pay bills. Our state economy and healthcare system could lose as much as $10 billion over the next decade, and we could see the rates of uninsured going back up instead of the fact that we've been able to lower them. So, guess what will happen if this law is struck down? People will still need access to healthcare. So the point is that our region's Harborview Hospital is doing the best it can with the resource of the Affordable Care Act to make the most economic investments in affordable health care for the region. And it's working. It is showing us that we are successful in helping to drive down the larger cost associated with not covering people. So we need to make our points clear. That is why we are calling on Senate Republicans to hold a vote in the United States Senate that would allow us to continue to uphold the Affordable Care Act. Today we're releasing a report with new data and information about why losing the Affordable Care Act would be so devastating for Washington State. Just in King County alone, 867,000 people have pre-existing conditions. Those 360,000 people could be discriminated against, which would be devastating to their access to healthcare, as Eunice described, for just one cancer patient who might be denied access, or, as Dr. Sugg mentioned, all of those who are getting access to care now that are in situations that might negate future healthcare would instead be denied access and thereby coming to healthcare facilities at a much later stage of their healthcare needs and then being more expensive. So instead of striking down this law, we should be working to expand access to affordable health insurance. We should be doing all we can to continue to drive down the cost of healthcare, making it more affordable in our region, not striking down the law and turning us back to those days in which healthcare was out of reach of so many. So I hope that people will realize that losing this lawsuit will be devastating to Washingtonians and devastating to Americans. I hope they will help us fight this issue and let our voices be heard so we can make the case that we need to continue on making affordable healthcare investments for the future. Again, thank everybody for being here, and Paul, thank you for allowing us to come to Harborview, and so great to be with my colleague, Congresswoman Del Benny, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.